For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up? This is Robert Ori.
Ori, three-pointer. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ori for three. Oh, unbelievable.
This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ori from downtown.
It is the second Big Shot Bob podcast of the week. Doing two a week, man. This is the shoot-around. This is all the fun leftover stuff we did not get to on the Tuesday show. B-Dog Brandon Harper, I'm Rob Jenners. Of course, with us, the headliner of the program, seven-time NBA champion, Robert Ori. How are you feeling about World's Toughest Test so far before we dive into this week's topics? Because I got a bunch of random questions from people.
Are you bummed
that you missed out on any of the stuff they're doing now?
Because I am bummed out. I want to fight. I wanted to drive the car.
Driving the car would looked actually pretty cool.
And I've been preparing for falling off the platform into the water forever. You know, those things. The only thing is that crossing the wire, like with the thing rubbing across your crotch, I don't even want to do that one.
Yeah, no, I'm good with that. Falling into the water is spooky just because they do it at night. So, I mean, it is dark and it's just a trust fall. I mean, it's cross your arms and go.
Yeah, but my whole thing is you have to fall right or you're going to hurt your neck.
You oh, hell I mean? Yeah. Yeah. And there were a couple people that kind of landed awkward, and it was like, oh, geez.
I'll be falling in that bitch like this.
Hands over. Protect your neck. That's all you got to do. Protect your neck. This first question in shoot around this week is from Travis. Didn't realize you guys weren't going to talk about this on Tuesday. Did you see that Savannah James posted on Twitter this week that she wants LeBron to stick around long enough to play with both Bronny and Bryce? Bryce, by the way, currently 16, playing at Notre Dame Academy. Bronny, we saw him at the home of the openers for USC. Obviously, he's out there hyping up the crowd. He's not clear to play yet. He's currently 38, LeBron. Do you think he could Tom Brady this thing and play until he's 45?
He plays too hard, man. It's not like he takes nights off. He plays too hard. And let me just say this. If he does play with Bryce, when he turns 50, he's going to be in a wheelchair.
Oh, so, my God.
The quality of life, man, is what's more important. You be able to play with your kids or you like in a wheelchair, like rolling up to all the games. And I really mean rolling up.
Look, as much as he's been able to give, you know, kind of jab with Father Time right now, which is amazing. At some point in time, Father Time going to hit you with that one hitter. They're going to hit you with that one hitter quitter.
Yeah.
And it's going to sit you down. And to play with Bronny is one thing. To play with Bryce?
Mm-hmm. That's a long road.
He would literally have to talk about load management. Yo, he would have to play once every 6 games.
Yeah, but if he's at that age and that stage of his career, could he be coming off the bench somewhere? It's just a piece?
Yeah.
You know?
He'd be there. He'd be going somewhere, but no, real talk. He would be what Michael Jordan was
in
when
Washington?
Mike early. Yeah. Just later on in his career. Like Mike was that earlier. LeBron would be that later. Because what LeBron is now, Michael was just as old and couldn't move and, you know, stuff like that as any other player would be. So it would be like – it would be a marketing move.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how old was Tim when he retired, Duncan?
Duncan?
Was he 40?
I want to say 39 is my guess, but we'll find out here. Let's see. How old was Duncan when he retired?
And Tim had a lot.
It says about 40 years old.
Yeah, so he – you know, and I think – about Tim and the way his body started letting him down, even though it went from the knee to, you know, the other knee until just And LeBron hasn't had that many injuries. And so it's going to be very interesting if he can last that long.
Yeah.
And Savannah, you know, you want your man, you want to be able to go on walks on the beach with your man. So you might want him to retire a little bit earlier.
Well, and to your point, if the choice is play basketball with my kids or just play with my grandkids one day, I'm going to take play with my grandkids because I don't think LeBron has anything left to prove. He's the all-time scoring champion. I mean, he's won four titles. What more do you have left to show?
I don't think it's about having anything to prove. I think now with LeBron, because he is going to have two sons that are going to be in the league someday, I think with him, because he's so close to them and because he's played so long, he's entertaining the thought of, dang, what if I play long enough to be able to play on the floor with both my kids? And being able to, so it's more of a storyline type of thing now than just chasing certain things.
Yeah. I get it. Trust me, as a parent, if there was an opportunity to do something like that with my child, I'd want to do it. I completely understand. But I mean, at the detriment of your own health and, you know, like you said, Rob, your body just stops after a while.
You playing basketball, you've been practicing, you're going to turn around, your son going to be dunking on your head and talking shit to you. You're like, oh, hell.
I waited for this? Jesus, man. Forget this shit. I'm out. Yeah. And that fast. By the way, speaking of LeBron, he's got, I've noticed this over the years, I think we all have, he's got like handshakes with almost every damn player he's ever played with. And a part of me, as someone who has a hard time keeping track of stuff, how do you remember your individual handshakes with every guy? Because every guy's got like a sequence. Well, the reason that this came into my brain is because, yes, I'm going to bring up her name. Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes apparently now have a little stupid secret handshake that went super viral this week after they did it on Sunday. And it sucks. It's stupid. But I brought it up because I was wondering, I'm like, did you ever get a handshake with anyone, Rob?
That, let's just say that was just so white girl.
Oh, it's a straight up white girl handshake. No, it's yeah.
But no, I didn't have handshakes with anybody. You know, it's so funny. My wife and Christian has a handshake, and they're like, "When are we gonna have one, Dad?" And I'm like, "Dude, I'm too old to try to remember that shit. This is our handshake right here."
That's it. You get a hand, and I shake it, and that's about as far as
and
I'm
going.
Yeah. Not like that's I'm trying to remember like when that started. I guess it wasn't LeBron that really started that though. I mean, there were guys that had shakes.
Yeah.
You know, like
no, but I think he was one of the first ones to have.
It was like a sign of camaraderie with LeBron. Like if you got a handshake with LeBron, it meant he was like, okay, you're in the inner circle almost. You know.
Hey, but, you know, the first you would go is the one where you miss each other at the top and catch them in the back. Like,
yep.
That's the only handshake I had with somebody.
Or the Fresh Prince.
The one you do, and then you lift your leg up and you shake it. You grab each other by the heel and do that one. That was
the
it.
The kid and play? Nelson,
that's the
kick your ankles? All right.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Funniest story of the week for me. Did you see the Rock's wax thing?
I saw it.
I looked it up, and I think the problem is right here, a part of his head isn't as round as Rock's.
But that was your problem with it?
But this is, it's like people are analyzing it.
It looks like Vin Diesel. It doesn't even look like The Rock. It looks like Vin Diesel.
To me, it looked like The Rock.
I looked at it and I was like, why are they putting him next to a Vin Diesel Rex? Oh, that's him. Oh, damn. Okay, I get it.
Rock has more of an egg-shaped head, and that came out with a Mr. Clean-shaped head.
Yeah, it was very, I don't know, like it. I saw the resemblance to The Rock, but it just, yeah. I don't know, man. It's funny to me when they put these out and they miss so wildly. And I guess my question was, because I've talked to lots of athletes about this, have you ever had like a bobblehead or anything come out with your likeness on it that you're just like, what the hell is this?
Hold on. I grabbed one and show it to you.
Oh,
hold
good.
On.
I can't wait. What do you got? He's got all kinds of stuff in the office. He's got shit on the shelf. In fact, I'm going to get one too while you're talking. All right. Now, what do you got?
I'm getting ready to show you this.
All right. If you, by the way, who is that? Is that you?
This is supposed to be
So we're looking at a Houston Rockets bobblehead, Ori with number 25.
Who the fuck is this?
And he got a high top fade.
This is not even a high top fade. I don't know what the shit this is. This is a hey Mo.
That's the bowl cut. Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
That doesn't look anything like you.
Is and I keep it just for the last.
Oh well, I mean, well, dude, come on. If any team makes a bobblehead about you, you have it. You have to keep it, even if it doesn't look anything like you. It's got your name.
This wasn't made by the team. This was made by someone who was like, hey, I want to send you some bobbleheads so you can autograph them and we make, and I want to, you know, pay you for them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he sent me the bobblehead and I said, dude, who the fuck is that?
Who is that? That's a good looking young man is who that is. I don't know who he is, but he's a good looking dude.
Needless to say, I never said that didn't work out.
Did you ever have anything else like that? Did they ever do like bobbleheads for you or any of that stuff? Or?
Well, I got, my Rockets bobblehead is, to me, it looks like Tracy Murray. Let me show you the other one.
All right, yeah, get the other one. I'm just curious, because it's always funny to me how they like someone's like, we're going to try and capture your likeness, and it isn't even close.
Oh, damn, the head just fell off.
Oh, the head fell off of it. Great.
He done decapitated the bobblehead.
Yeah, we broke it. It heard you talking shit, and it was like, that's it, I'm out.
Yeah. See, this looks to me looks like it'd be Tracy Murray.
It almost looks like Trey Young.
What in the El DeBars is going on?
Yeah.
Now this one was made by the Rockets. Oh, hold on.
He got some shit on his ear. Yeah.
What in the Chris Brown?
Yeah, it's very Chris Brown. You're right. That looks like Chris Brown. You're absolutely right. It is Chris Brown. It looks just like Chris Brown. You're absolutely right.
So those are the two.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then I have a Lakers bobblehead. I don't know where it is. It's not in here for some reason, but it doesn't look like me either.
So they haven't gotten even close.
Mm-mm.
All right. I'll give you the one I got. By the way, if you want to see how any of these look, just hit our YouTube channel. Because if you're listening to the audio podcast, you're like, what is going on? When Shaq got his statue.
Hey, make these two things like a thumbnail. So we'll put them up on social.
Yeah, we'll put them out. We'll put them out. We'll see. Yeah. What in the Chris Brown is this? when Shaq got his statue outside of what was Staples Center, what is now Crypto, and it's him, I'm sure I've already seen it, hanging off the side of the building, Duncan. They gave out all of these little miniature versions of the statue for people to have and take home, and the Lakers sent us a few. So I keep one in the studio here because I have one. You okay?
Yeah, I thought I had one.
Oh, do you don't have one?
I don't.
Here's why I bring it up, and I'm going to slowly bring it into frame here. If you could see what is going on with Shaq's face. What is happening? Like, what is that? Does he have to take a dump? What's going on? Did I miss what?
Oh, my goodness. What's the character that was just in the Marvel with the thing? He has a little miniature arms out. He has the faces all scrunched up like that. He was just in one of the...
You're talking about Kang?
No, not Kang, the other one.
Oh, no, you're talking
around.
About MODOK.
MODOK. Yeah, that's who he looks like, MODOK.
Right. Looks like a damn Shaq MODOK.
Yeah.
I marvel at how wrong they get some of this stuff. It's just, makes me laugh. Now, there are some, too. I've seen a lot of the wax figure people, like Madame Tussauds, and there's some that look great. That you're just like, holy cow, that looks awesome. But it is always funny to me when they're just so wildly off base. The Las Vegas Aces won their second NBA title this past week. So congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah, congrats to the Aces.
Very cool for Candace Parker, by the way, becoming the first WNBA player to win a title on three different teams. The Sparks in 2016, the Sky in 2021, and now she won one with the Aces. So very cool for Candace. I bring it up also, not just to throw a congratulations, but what went viral from this was team owner Mark Davis showing off his Dutch boy haircut and doing some of the worst white man dancing in the locker room with that
team. Haircut?
Yes, he's got the same haircut as your damn bobblehead from the Rockets. Is some awful, awful white boy dancing. So my question to you is, who's the worst dancer you know?
Mark Madsen.
Okay.
You remember on our parade, Mark was up there dancing.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, so that's about it. You know, it's mostly... Okay. I don't think there's anybody in my crew that cannot dance. So has to be Mark Madsen.
I don't know. At least I don't know of them right now because I've probably never seen them. I don't know of too many bad dancers.
Okay.
Oh,
right. It was worth asking.
Mark is documented. That's why I say Mark Madsen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Documented bad dancer. You both would have been justified to say me as being the worst dancer you know.
But see, the thing is, I ain't never seen you dance.
Exactly right.
We won't.
It is Elaine from Seinfeld. It's a lot of thumbs and shoulders, and it's bad, man. It's bad. It's terrible. It's not good.
Can your wife dance?
Oh, my wife was a dancer in high school. Like, she took hip-hop. She was the drill team.
I'm glad
like,
you clarified that.
You know, she could dance. Oh, no, she didn't. I got news for her. I wouldn't be doing a freaking podcast for free if my wife was out there in Atlanta dancing. I tell you what, shit.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, this question came from John on Facebook, and then I got one more thing after this. We'll wrap up shoot around. We are teetering on the edge of World War III. Are you guys ready? Like, if war breaks out tomorrow and shit goes sideways, what are you doing? Do you have a survival prep plan for the apocalypse? That's a good question.
I live in L.A. My wife has an earthquake thing all over the house, all over the garage.
Oh, so you got like MREs and stuff just in case. And
we're prepared for about a month. And then I, you know, other than that, it's push come to shove. You got to have a Roscoe. If you don't have a Roscoe, you're going to be in trouble.
You got problems. You got problems. Man, I ain't got no end of the world prep plans. No, I'm sorry. I don't. I'd be knocking on neighbors' doors.
So they did. I don't know if y'all have seen, like, they took the map of the United States and they divided it into regions. Mm-hmm. And they numbered each region. And they said when it came to, like, which region wouldn't you want to mess with, like, when it comes to fighting or defending or something like that. And I looked at it. Nobody want to mess with the South.
No.
I say from Texas all the way over to Georgia, you ain't effing with them.
No, we're all right, man.
Yeah. There's some gun toting. I don't give a mofing.
Yeah, there's some
a lot of walks of life in the South.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you know everybody was talking about you don't want to mess with this region. I said y'all, just Florida and Texas alone, ain't no rules.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, no. No. Florida is practically Thunderdome. I mean, it is just like every man, woman, and child for themselves in the state of Florida. You know what I mean? If that gator eats you, it's your fault. You should have known better. Yeah.
Like, no, bro. I'm sorry. It's too many.
You don't mess with the South.
Nah, don't mess with
But like stuff. If stuff went sideways tomorrow, I don't know what the hell I would do. I'm being legit. I don't have any kind of plan or
any of us really
like,
don't.
You know? I'm not a gun owner, so I don't have a gun. Like, I don't even know where I would start, man. Like, dude, come, let the zombies in the front door and come eat my ass, because I'd rather be wandering around trying to kill other people than trying to run for my life. I'm just stressed out thinking about that.
I'm gonna figure out a way to do what I got to do to survive. So
I'll tell you what, man, I don't even think about that stuff. All right, the last thing here. You may think this is funny. You may think this is stupid. I thought it was funny. LeBron announced this week that he's got another kids book on the way. And I didn't know LeBron had kids books, but apparently LeBron's got some kids books. I Am More Than is the name of the book, and it is, quote, about believing in yourself and all the amazing things you're capable of, which no one else can define for you. So I threw some stuff out on the to the Big Shot community, and I said, well, if you had other NBA players to offer some advice to kids, whose advice would you want out there? On like what things can you learn from other NBA players? So I took all of everybody's suggestions and I assembled them into our own kids book. Oh, the lessons we can learn from the beloved NBA about life, friendship, and the fines we must all pay. Be sure to rest and take a break to be your best each day. Unless you're on national TV, in which case, get your ass out there and play. And there's a picture of Adam Silver taunting a player, something like that. Okay. Durant taught us never to settle and jump ship on your teams, because bailing on your loser friends is what life really means.
Wow.
Draymond taught us to stand up to the haters and put them in their place. And if someone calls you an expensive backpack, you just punch them square in the face.
Yeah.
I love this book.
And if life still is difficult and you don't get your way, just take a note from James Harden and bitch and moan each day. Maybe put on 20 pounds and refuse to take the floor, because rich and ringless is better than a 7-time champ who's poor.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Seems like a cheap shot, but I had to include it. From Ja Morant, we've all watched, when you don't give a damn, you end up broken out of work because of freaking Instagram. Dylan Brooks has learned to talk as much trash as you wish, as long as you can back it up and not act like a bitch. Be like AD and battle back. We know that man's been through it. Just don't tell him to break a leg, because he might just go out and do it and miss 6 to 8 weeks. So as we tip off another year, it's time to tell your story. And when it counts, hit life's big shots like our main man, Robert Horry. And keep your towel in your goddamn pocket. That is our NBA Big Shot Children's
Book. I love
book.
That, man. I
thank
love
Thank you
that
to everybody
one.
Who threw me some ideas on how to write the NBA Kids book there. So there you go.
I love that one, bro. We should start off every show like that.
Oh, man.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.